From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
And the Miami Heat are champions of the basketball world!
Woo! Everyone has a role, and everyone accepted their roles, and that's the reason that we're sitting here today, smiling, feeling good with champagne all over us.
But this one is over, and the United States World Cup dreams are finished. And Ghana's wonderful story continues. The final score, Ghana 2, the United States 1, and Italy and Ghana advance into the next round of the 2006 FIFA World Cup.
Coalition forces have in fact recovered what we believe to be the remains of our two soldiers that have been missing since Friday night when their traffic control point came under attack in the vicinity of Yousafzai.
Stability in Iraq can only come through a political settlement by the Iraqis. And the best way to bring about that political settlement is to make it clear, in words not yet spoken by the administration, that our commitment is not open-ended, and that a phased redeployment of our forces from Iraq will begin by the end of this year.
If we leave Iraq prematurely, the jihadists will interpret the withdrawal as the triumph of their brutal tactics against our power. And I do not believe they will stop with Iraq.
As been reported, 7 men were arrested yesterday in Miami on charges of conspiring to support the al-Qaeda terrorist organization by planning attacks on numerous targets, including bombing the Sears Tower in Chicago, the FBI building in North Miami Beach, Florida, and other government buildings in Miami-Dade County.
Following the money is one of the most valuable methods we have to identify and find terrorists. If a terrorist operative that you're watching receives or sends money to another person, you know that there's a real link between those two people. These money trails don't lie, as the Secretary said.